Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tin, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station. That's BBM 98.7 FM. Too deadly. Stay tuned, you mob.
Oh, well, let's get this in one, eh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather round, people. I tell you a story. An 8-year long story. Power and pride. British Lord Vesty. Vincent Lingari were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vestie was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his dough. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking.
Yeah, from little things, big things grow. That's Kev Carmody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, construction of Tennant Creek's first explained home is nearing completion. We're talking first climate smart, culturally safe home nears completion in Tennant Creek. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Simon Coulty, Woolya Junta Chief Operating Officer. And we have Simon on the line. Simon, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. We're talking about the 21st century and using the tools and material in regarding moving forward in housing. So we've got something good happening in Tennant Creek.
Mate, it's not just using the 21st century, because of course we are. Like, we're working with CSIRO and these fantastic bunch of architects. We're actually tapping into Warramunga knowledge of how to live well in really hot, barkly country, you know. It's a beautiful marrying of two different ways of knowing the world.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the material you're using really in regard to building these new homes in Tennant Creek, please.
Yeah, no worries. So this is really relevant to your mob up there. Mm. When you live in a hot climate, you really don't want the outside walls to be made of brick or concrete, because they directly suck the heat out of the hot of the day and they hold on to that heat. So you want the outside walls of the house to be light skin, so corrugated iron with really thick insulation underneath it. But on the inside, you want the walls to be brick, to be thick, to hold on to the cool air of the air conditioning. They call it thermal mass. And so the internal walls we've made from termite mounds that we harvested from Tennant Creek.
Sorry, you said termite mounds?
Yeah, termite mounds.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so termite mounds are really high in clay, and so they press into really strong bricks. And from a cultural point of view as well, we've got them from Phillip Creek Mission Site, which is where Norman Fraser Paula's ancestral lands is from. And the bricks literally contain the spirit of the ancestors. So they're cultural bricks, but they're also thermal bricks, and they bring culture into the home.
Yeah, beautiful. So how many houses are we looking at building in the area using this material?
So next year we're going to build another one and maybe a third one. Mm-hmm. And we're going to build a display village of what we call explain homes. And
okay.
So these explain homes explain that Aboriginal people from around the Barkly and across remote Northern Territory and across Australia, actually, they were pushed out of their homelands and they were forced to live in communities. They've never had any say about how a house might look.
Yeah.
And this home has been designed by Aboriginal people with a little bit of assistance. I don't like that word co-design. This is Aboriginal designed with a little
Thank
bit
you.
Of support.
All right, beautiful.
And it's bloody beautiful. And all of the problems of Tennant Creek, they can all be found at home. Home is where it all begins from. And if you get a home right, everything else flows. So we're expecting to see these homes improve health and well-being.
Yes.
Kids will be slept better. They'll go to school better. Parents will be happy to go to work. Everything will flow on from it.
Mm.
So this display village of explain homes, any Aboriginal mob up your way who want to come visit, we'd love to show you this house.
Good.
It's the first of its kind, and we want to see it spread like a bushfire.
Okay, so the first home is built, completed, is that right?
Yeah, it's almost finished. We're just plumbing it up now. We've just got to lay the rest of the mud bricks, but it's pretty much finished.
Excellent. And what about the tenants? And is a possibility for local people, First Nation, traditional owners, to buy the houses?
Well, yes. Yeah, so we built this house in a really different way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Norman Frank Chipola and Serena Morton Abenunga's house. And we're figuring out, we've got 5 years where we use it as a display village home so people can come in on the weekends and have a look at Norman Serena will take them around and show
good,
them how they
good,
built.
Good.
And then we hope that we've got some big banks and the IBA who are kind of interested in helping us turn this into an affordable mortgage.
Lovely.
Because Norm wants to own his own house like
yes.
every other Australian.
Yes, the Australian dream. There it is, front and centre.
Yep. Yep, and why not? Like,
why not?
All
exactly,
Aboriginal
Simon.
Land. Like, why can't Aboriginal people own their own homes? It
exactly.
So much more security. And Norm's really clear about it.
Yes.
He's a proper old bush fella. He doesn't mince his words. He's one of the smartest blokes I've ever met.
Good.
It's like, you know, you live in any other house for Aboriginal people and the government can kick you out at no notice, but I want a home that
exactly.
no one ever kicked me out of, one that I can give to my kids.
And there's the vision, and the vision turned into reality. Fantastic. And regarding building of the home, Simon, are we talking about employment? Are the First Nation people on board in regarding the building of the home?
Oh, 100%. So we are based in Tennant Creek. We're now... We employ 5 white people. I'm one of them.
Okay.
They call me Kupuladi up there. I'm half white, half black.
White on Kupuladi the outside, black on the inside, brother.
Yeah, that's right. That's the magpie. And talks too much.
Yeah.
I do that a bit there. I
exactly.
do talk a lot. But we employ 25 Aboriginal people.
Good.
And we want to keep
Good.
That growing.
Good.
And I've said to all the community members that started Willie Jenner's, in 5 years' time, I want them to kick me out. So it's only Umbrani, only Aboriginal people that run the whole organisation and make all the decisions.
And that's powerful, Simon. So, like, we're solution-driven, and, look, we've got the solutions to our problems, and you can't beat black on black when you've got our mob working with our mob. Look, fantastic ingredient
as
such.
That's right, mate. And that's how we're planning on working. The way that we do it, we're going to go to a bunch of other communities and it will be Aboriginal people talking to Aboriginal people. There won't be any more of this nonsense government engagement where white people fly in and fly out and tell Aboriginal people how to live. It'll be proper Aboriginal sit down, listen, understand and empower other communities the way we do.
Fill in your passion, Simon. Thank you so very much. Is there anything online that people can have a look at?
Yeah, so you can look us up, Willyajunta, W-I-L-Y-A, JANTA on Instagram.
Yep.
Norm just got 300,000 views on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, good.
For a video he made inviting Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, to come see this house. It's a
yes.
really important moment.
Beautiful.
And we've got a website, williajunta.org, that you can find it as well.
Hey, great talking with you. Big shout out to the mob. Thank you so very much. And looking forward to having this template across the country, I would expect.
Oh, I think there's lots of us that have the same dream, mate. Good on you. Thanks for reaching out, and we're happy to give you an update any time.
Sounds good, Simon. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Simon Coulty, his name is. William Junta, Chief Operating Officer. So do check it out, williajunta.org, and have a look at what they're doing in regarding building houses and using Termont Mound as mud bricks. So it's home high thermal mass walls and are designed to stay cool through extreme heat, and solar panels, battery storage and rainwater harvesting look all in place, and making sure the family who moves in gets a home that's reliable, sustainable and built the right way from the ground up. And look, First Nation people are on board regarding building, and First Nation owners in potential, otherwise renters. So look, fantastic. And we're talking, thank you very much to federal government and NT government, committing $4 billion to remote housing the right way. Housing guidelines offer a practical blueprint to make sure that investment is community-led, community-approved and actually delivers homes people can thrive in. It looks fantastic. So have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, a 1 hour program and taking right through to 12 noon Queensland time. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Nothing like I've ever known. You have me right under your spell now. You know I can't stop thinking about these thoughts running through my head and sticking to me like a tattoo. Traces your shadow on the wall. I'm lost in your eyes, just like I've seen a shooting star. You hold me close, so your skin is mine. Your body shivering and the tremble in your breath. For your touch now, and I.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's the man there.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
Talk Black.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Yana with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumba Bipa Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Cairns Mangrove Study sets new standard for Indigenous-led research on country. A new study highlights how Indigenous leadership, science and business can unite to protect coastal ecosystems while building long-term environmental cultural knowledge. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dilly Brother, Brian Singlin, and we're going to have a yarn about this opportunity here. Brian, good morning, my brother, and who went to school with Cairns High School, still owes me tuck shop money. My brother, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. How's it going?
I'm good, good, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, Brian. Where you from, cuss?
My name's Brian Singleton. I'm a Yirrkanji bomber, and we're around the Cairns region, coastal rainforest people up to the Port Douglas area.
And beautiful area, and good footprint,
seafaring
brother.
People.
And seafaring people, lovely, fantastic, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, a good yarn. Talking about a new study highlights how Indigenous leadership, science and business can unite to protect coastal ecosystems while building long-term environmental and cultural knowledge. So tell me about what we've got in place here and moving forward, and it's great to have First Nation people at the table working on their country, brother.
Yeah. I guess before I go any further, I'd just like to acknowledge the Dalwarra Aboriginal Corporation with the Yirrkanji Land and Sea Program, the Cairns Airport. There's one of our partners and the RMIT Blue Carbon Lab in Melbourne.
Yes.
Made it all possible.
Yes. A team effort, you could say, Brian.
Yeah, built on real partnerships.
Yeah,
great and strong relationships.
Good. So what's in place, studies you've found in regarding the research, and what are we doing moving forward, Brian?
Well, the research came through when I was senior ranger with the Yirrkanji Land and Sea Program, where we've got our priorities in managing country, but one of the things that we was pretty keen to look at was the mangrove systems and the blue carbon. And so working closely with the Cairns Airport, all that mangrove system around the Cairns Airport and around the Barron River, is really special. And I don't know how many people get the chance to walk through mangrove systems, but if you do get the chance, it's a very special place. It's a place that you can really connect. And when you start to connect to places like that, you start to realise how important, not just because it's habitat for the fish, areas, and it's got all different types of mangroves. But what else is there? We need to start to learn more about things that we didn't really need to know. And the blue carbon around the carbon side of things is something that we never really had to worry about as Indigenous people, as traditional owners of the country. But now it's something that we've got to look at, because the blue carbon that could be stored in mangrove systems could be the very thing that protects them.
Well, exactly. And if you look at Cairns, Brian, it was built on mangroves. So it is the foundation of the city, you could say. Yes.
Yeah. And, if you look at Cairns, you can see how possible it is to build, reclaim land, mangrove land, and build on mangrove land. So what mangroves we've got now, we should try very hard to protect.
Yeah.
And if through research and through science, we're able to protect them, that's a win for us. And when we looked at this project with the Cairns Airport, we had two different reasons to look at why we want to protect, or why we want to look at the blue carbon storage in that system. We want to look at it from a cultural point of view.
Yes.
And the airport at, a carbon, the industry part of it with offsets. But for us, learning about that system, walking through that system, we knew that we had to protect it because, like I said before, it's a bird life, it's a wildlife, it's a fish. But now we know that there's a much more important reason to keep such a system that's been locked away for a while.
Yeah, and you mentioned your partners there. Great to see the Cairns Airport come to the table, as well as RMIT University. So it is a team effort in more ways than one.
Yeah, well, we asked about that through our relationship with Cairns Airport.
Yeah.
We wanted to know about carbon, and the Cairns Airport reached out to other organisations, and one of those organisations was RMIT.
Yep.
And one of the things that we wanted to do was we didn't want to support a program. We wanted to be part of it. We wanted to take a lead, and that's where we started when RMIT said that they're pretty keen, they're interested. It started off with a lot of phone calls and team meetings, and even before we got out onto country.
All right, fantastic.
Just so that they know what we wanted and how we wanted to do it.
And when you look at the carbon, that becomes another financial arm too, doesn't it?
Well, it could be.
Could be, okay.
I think for a lot of communities across Northern Australia, it definitely could be.
Mm.
For us, you know, we don't actually own that main grid system. Well, not yet.
Okay.
But I guess having a strong relationship, we set up a program as traditional owners of the mangrove systems, the airport supported that. So, you know, what we wanted to see was to show that these mangrove systems are storing carbon and are storing a lot of carbon, because you've got the mangrove system, you've got salt marshes, you've got seagrass all in that same area.
In the same area, exactly.
And so they're all storing carbon.
Yeah.
And if we can show how important that carbon is, with the Cairns Airport, with the Environment Department, with Marine Parks, with all these other groups, we can show that it's worth protecting.
Exactly.
And for us, that's a big win for us if we can protect those systems.
Yeah. And look, of course, you're a Cairns traditional custodians. You mob there at the table. This is great for our young rangers coming through, learning the process, and the reins be handed on and keep this nurturing going, yep?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we'd like to do is share what we've learnt with other groups so that they can be sitting at that table with researchers, with the government on their country.
Mm.
And, you know, what we can share with other people, because taking the samples is one thing, and that's where we took the lead.
Yes.
Our story isn't finished with RMIT. We collected the samples and they went off to Melbourne, and they was able to, through the process, work out how much carbon could be stored.
Yeah.
For us, that's the next step for us, is to go to Melbourne and learn what the process was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of numbers in the report.
Of course.
There's a lot of technical, I guess, you know, talk within those reports, and we need to learn it in our language.
Yeah,
we need
exactly.
to go to Melbourne and be told, because at the end of the day, that research would not have happened up here.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for us.
Exactly. Beautiful. Well, I love the space you're working in. I think this is a great Christmas gift in more ways than one, brother. But beginning's half done. And the future looks bright in regarding who's at the table and communication moving forward, and of course protecting country. But thank you for your yarn, Brian, and a big shout out to your family and your mob for Christmas, my brother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thanks. And the main message is build really strong relationships, because we're not experts in a lot of this technology. So we've got to bring those technology or those partners into work with us.
Exactly. Fantastic. Good ingredient. Broughton, yep. You can say, sorry? Yep.
I was going to say, wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
And, yeah.
And we'll see you in 2026, my brother. Yeah, for sure. Take care, Brian. All the best.
Okay.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn, Brian Singleton. Yeah, went to the school with the brother here at Cairns State High School. And look, now working closely, of course, with his mob, Yirrkanji mob, Land and Sea Ranger Program, and working closely with RMIT University, and of course, Cairns Airport. Great to have great people at the table and nurturing Mother Earth, talking about country and looking after country. We're talking about the mangroves and carbon within the mangroves, but just looking after Mother Nature in itself. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And that's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Do you hear the ancient people? Their pillars our world are built upon. But the kids, they keep singing the same songs. But the old ones know, they know what's wrong.
Yeah, right. City, city lights burn my eyes, I can't lie. Reminisce of back home where the starlight shine. Think of a place like mine, where I ease my mind. Right back on country, everything all fine. But in these concrete jungles where I lay my head, I feel best for where I am because I could be dead. I stay shooting for the stars but use a different kind of lead. With a different kind of bread, with some different kind of bread. I'm a young black king for my young black kin. Proud of this melanin up under my brown skin. And if we never win, as long as he went in, they say we living in sin, that's the words that they sing. I'm just waiting for the day that I'll be back home. And my daughter's all grown, also she can be shown where her ancestors roam. And the Gomeroi own and the Mihai flow, that's where I call home.
I'm a long way from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. When a red dirt fly across a clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across a clear blue sky, run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away. I'm a long way away. Said I'm a long way away. Yeah, I'm a long way away.
I'm a long way away, but I still feel you in my spirit. You hear it in these lyrics, I ain't one for the gimmicks. I hold it down for my people, I'm hoping all of you feel it. I do this all for a healing, I never try to conceal it. I feel the wind across my arms, the heat on my face. I'm free like a dinner wine, they still trying to get a taste. I'ma stay forever calm, just don't get up in this space. If you do, then I'ma put you in your place. I'm a young black man, I'm Bijigul land. But these Gomeroy hands turn a brick, water, sand. I'ma do this for the fam, I don't think they understand. Everything will go as planned before we go back to the land.
I'm a long way from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across a clear blue sky. Run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. Where the red dirt fly across a clear blue sky. Run away cause you might get speared. I'm a long way away. I'm a long way away. Said I'm a long way away. Yeah, I'm a long way away.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Nale ba you
See, dark is cheaper for you than me. Quietly haunted in every moment. You have nothing to say but still speak. Fuck you, I can't. I replay the mistakes I made. I tried to keep you safe, but you trade in the shield I gave.
Beautiful track there. That's Militia with her track War here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 22 Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Ocean Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumbra Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at headline news here, what's happening? NITV, Traditional Owners Unite in Canberra to advance Indigenous data sovereignty. The Indigenous data sovereignty movement calls for great community control over how First Nations data is collected, assessed and used. Traditional owners from across the continent have come together in Canberra to strengthen a growing national push for Indigenous data sovereignty, a movement grounded in cultural authority, community control and long-term determination. Senior representatives from a National Indigenous Australians Agency, NIAA, and the Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, later joined the discussion. And at the centre of the workshop was a shared message. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples must be at the heart of decisions about data collected on their communities and how it is gathered and interpreted and how it is used to shape policy, funding and services. It's fantastic. That is at the table, yarning up strong and front and centre. First Nation people, of course, goes without saying. Other news here through the National Indigenous Times. Angie Fuller was last seen alive early on January 10 on the Tanama Road north of Alice Springs. Reward boosted for info on Indigenous woman missing in the outback. A reward for information that leads to finding a woman who went missing in the outback 3 years ago has been doubled to $500,000, with the police treating the case as a suspected homicide. Angie Fuller was last seen on January 9, 2023, driving on Tanama Road, 15 kilometres west of intersection of Stuart Highway near Alice Springs. Police drones, a helicopter, all terrain vehicles and foot patrols scoured about 400 square metres, kilometres, sorry, for 2 weeks, but found no trace of the 30-year-old mother of two. Detective Superintendent Drew Slapp said on Thursday the circumstances surrounding the movement on the day she disappeared remain suspicious. We know that people have information about what happened to Angie, and there's now $500,000 a reward available for anyone who provides information that results in the detectives locating her. He said in a statement, the new reward subsidies, a $250,000 reward announced in October 2023. Northern Territory Police Force will not stop investigating until Angie is found. It is as simple as that, Detective Soup Slape said. Miss Fuller, a red Toyota Corolla, was found abandoned on Tanami Road. Followed the suspicion of search efforts, police said that they believe Miss Fuller went missing because of a third-party intervention and her disappearance was being treated as a homicide. Police said they believe Miss Fuller was involved in an incident and dispute in which a vehicle was run off the Tanami Road in the early hours of January 10, 2023. They spoke with a man who claimed to be her boyfriend in a rambling video posted on social media in the days after she went missing. In the video, the man said the pair were run off the road, then shot at by a gang before fleeing into the bush. Police at the time said the man was a person of interest and the pair were together when Miss Fuller was last seen. So there it is. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Yarnup Strong, daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mouth? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
For that petrol, man said, friend, hey, where you going? I said, somewhere there ain't no neon, there ain't no telephone. Man said, sound like you're heading for the desert land, where a soul can sit and feel the essence of eternity. I just slid behind that wheel. Solitude ain't never felt alone, that feeling of belonging. When you're coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Sunset turned off Highway 1 towards the brilliance of that new moon, following the setting sun. In the rear vision mirror, small town street lights fade past silos, cemeteries, and cotton fields, and homes where the living lay. Night owl in the headlights, dotted white lines on the road. wheeled in sex essence on the windscreen, passing trucks with the heavy loads. Bridges across dry rivers, distance further between each town, cross the crossroads of my lifetime, going up now instead of coming down.
Beautiful track there, Kev Carmody, Coming Home. Coming Home, here it is, your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. And look, a Merry Christmas and a Kuri New Year to you, Deadly Mob, across this beautiful country of ours. It's coming the festive season. Let's travel safe. Let's look after each other. And party hard, but party safe. That's what it's all about. And family, bringing family together. Do enjoy your mob. And have your plan of attack for 2026. What is the future? What is the plan? What are the goals? What are the dreams? And if you don't have something to shoot for, then you're on track. So get a set of plans. Set a plan. That's what it's all about. Set something to shoot for and get a balance of life. It's no good being the wealthiest person in the cemetery. Have a look at your physical sense, your mental sense, spiritual sense, financial sense, social sense, all the above. Get a balance in life. That's what it's all about. Nice yarning with you, Mob. Thank you for the yarn. We can catch up tomorrow. And that daily number is 1-800-422-416. So, like I said, wish you a Merry Christmas, Kuri New Year. All your Daily Mob Yoruba, Yari Christmas. Hope you're well. We'll be yarning very soon in the new year. Do a lot of stuff over there. And a big shout out to your mob. And First Nation radio stations across this country, thank you very much, Deadly Your Mob, and keeping all our mob up to date and what's happening and keeping our music flowing. And it is a great network. And thank you, NERS, National News Radio Service. And thank you also to Bama Bipa Media, the board of directors and the management here and the crew. Thank you very much. Team effort. And we'll be yarning soon. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned for that. And we'll yarn soon, your mob. Too deadly. Keep smiling.